We had a distributor guy. This guy had, he looked like ZZ Top guys. See, I don't know if you know what ZZ Top guys look, but you know, I don't think the ZZ Top guys have any hair, but this kid had hair. It was huge. And it went out like about like this and a full beard. The guy looked like a miner, like, you know, that was out in the deserts, in the mines without a razor for like whatever. And he was calling on accounts. So I said to Bill Starkey, I said, Bill, we can't have this guy representing us going in and making calls. We're just looking at the guy. And, you know, Bill said, John, sit down. He said, this kid, you know, and he started telling me about how good this kid is, and the kid plays in a band, and that's his outfit for the band. So you know, it's what Bill Starkey did was he overlooked the kid's appearance, went beyond that to other values that the kid had that he could bring in to help with the customers. So that's what we want to look to others. Where can they help me? So let's try to look at our distributors. Where are the guys? And I used to think when I was working out in the field, if I had one guy at a distributor, just one at a distributor that was a decent guy, I was happy. If there was more than one, hallelujah. But one is, don't be looking. You're never going to get a distributor that's got five or six people to get all of them being good. They're not ever going to happen. There's one there, work with him, and that's a good thing. We'll talk more about distributors as we go along. Purchase facilitators. This is the things that we need to work on to make it easier for people to buy from us, the purchase facilitators. And you notice we got the added value at the top and the value added down here. They're in alphabetical order. That's the list. They're not in order by importance. The value that they get from your products is a key purchase facilitator. Availability. How much difficulty? So, you know, reminding customers, hey, you know, you can buy this stuff. Our distributor right down the street could stock this. Our distributor right down the street could handle the orders. The guy you're buying from now could do this, and, you know, things like that. So these are the things that customers are really concerned about. Familiarity. What is familiarity? You know, my brother's an attorney. He's got a law firm. He told me that, they did a mailing. You know, I've been trying to get this guy out of the dark ages. They did a mailing. So he calls him and says, John, we did a mailing. I said, oh, really? He said, yeah, one of the girls in the office is pretty good at Microsoft Publisher. So she hammered out a little thing. And I said, what, would you send it to me and let me take a look at it? He said, no. He said, it's not that good, but it's okay. So I said, well, who did you mail it out to? And he said, well, we got, you know, old lists and business cards and all this kind of stuff. So I said, well, let me think about this now. You got a publication that you're sending out, and it's not very good, and you're sending out to a list that's not very good. So what do you think your results are going to be? Not very good. Not very good. What does awareness mean? How long does it take a customer to be aware? There's juice back there, too, Rob, if you want to get up and get some juice. Welcome to do that. What does awareness mean? How long does it take for a customer to be aware? Is it like, hey, I show up and I tell them, here it is, and huh? Okay, so you're saying awareness is just one shot. I go to a customer, I spend 2 minutes, and he's aware.
Are you talking about familiar with the product or with
just you? Just aware. Let's say, for example, you come into a new market, you got new customers out there, and you want them to be aware that you exist and that you have a product that might... Huh?
8 visits. Eight visits.
Okay. It's certainly not one visit, and I'm sure, Joe, you were thinking about something else, yeah. But... The idea here is, I don't just, like my brother sends out something that he flipped out of Microsoft Publisher and sends it out to a lousy list. I mean, come on. It's going to take some number of contacts. We develop databases, got a lot of experience with databases and got them all over the country. I got a database, and I can show it to you if you want to see it here, and I'd be delighted to. I'm on the phone with a customer. I'm looking at the record. I sent this guy 4 emails, 5 faxes. I've talked to him personally 3 times. And I call a guy up and he goes, and I say, oh, hi, Joe, this is John Mitchell here. Do you remember me? No, I never heard of you. So, I mean, what are you going to do? I sent you the 4, this, you know. No, that's not going to work. Awareness is like Darren said. It's a lot of contacts. And in the process... You can get upset as a sales guy. You could get impatient. I've been over here 3 times. I don't have all your business yet. We want customers to be aware. Fred, is it all right if I send you a fax with some information on this later? Okay. Chris, may I send you an email on machining stainless steel? If I learned something about stainless steel, would it be all right if I...
My email.
Pardon me?
That's what I'm going to write in my email. I'm joking.
Yes. Oh, okay. I was just, one retina was almost gone near me.
Yeah, but that's probably real life.
Sometimes it is. And emails is something I found recently that it's so overused that people are getting away from it. Because they're getting flooded with so many emails.
Well, I don't disagree.
From so many different things.
Okay.
People are getting away from it. So I try to do more of the personal end of things. And dropping off paperwork on somebody's desk.
As a sales guy, you got to check your email every day, all the time. Got to do it.